This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, the 16th of June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. A warm and sunny day is unfolding across Israel. Clear skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem make it perfect for outdoor activities. In Haifa, a gentle breeze keeps the temperatures comfortable. A pleasant day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, amid a U.S.-Iran deal, Hezbollah continues attacks on troops in southern Lebanon, according to the Times of Israel. Beirut reports one dead in an Israeli strike on a car earlier today. Also, in the past hour, Iranian Foreign Minister Araghchi stated the end of IDF operations in Lebanon is an inseparable part of the U.S. deal, as reported by JNS. Also this hour, this morning, Major General Omer Tischler revealed Israel's Air Force halted a major strike on Iran just an hour before takeoff following Tehran's missile attacks on Israel. This comes from Ynet. Separately, former President Donald Trump announced plans to speak with Hezbollah amid ongoing Iran peace efforts. This was reported by The Forward earlier today. And finally, a UK appeals court upheld a ban on Palestine Action as a terrorist organization, according to the Jewish Telegraphic Agency from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. David Keyes, a prominent commentator, posted just minutes ago, teasing that the US-Iran Memorandum of Understanding is not a personal commitment. Avigdor Lieberman, a former Israeli defense minister, wrote 16 minutes ago that the agreement with Iran poses a severe diplomatic disaster for Israel. Open Source Intel, an analyst account, shared 28 minutes ago that a separate Lebanon clause in the US-Iran MOU permits continued Israeli operations there, citing a source from Haaretz. Let's go deeper. Starting with the conflict in Lebanon, the Times of Israel details ongoing hostilities as Hezbollah targets Israeli troops. A recent Israeli strike resulted in a fatality in Lebanon. The situation remains tense, with UNIFIL urging restraint. This escalation underscores the fragile state of regional peace talks. Turning to the halted airstrike, Ynet reports that Israel's Air Force prepared a significant response to missile attacks from Iran. Major General Tischler emphasized the delicacy of the situation, highlighting the strategic calculations at play. This restraint aims to balance defensive necessity with diplomatic efforts. Meanwhile, Donald Trump's intention to engage with Hezbollah, as reported by The Forward, raises questions about U.S. diplomatic strategies. His outreach may influence negotiations, potentially altering the dynamics of U.S.-Iran relations. It signals a complex intertwining of international and regional diplomacy. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports the Knesset plans to lower e-cigarette prices despite recent health warnings about nicotine addiction. This decision is stirring public health debates across Israel. Separately, CTEC shared news of BlazePod founder Yaniv Schneiderman's passing after a battle with brain cancer. His legacy as an innovator in sports training technology continues to inspire. And finally, Ynet Business reports that Wix has revised its 2026 financial outlook just weeks after significant layoffs. This adjustment reflects challenges in its partner-driven revenue model. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 2 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.